Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 1, and we've read these verses before, but I want to take a look at the aspect of John the Baptist being a priest unto the Lord. But let's read Luke chapter 1, verse 5 through 13. "There was in the days of Herod, king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they were both now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of people without were praying at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John." And these verses should be familiar to you. We studied this a few months ago. And this is John the Baptist, part 64. And our focus today is that John was a priest unto the Lord. But let's pray. Heavenly Father, please help us to understand the text. Give us insight. Draw us closer to thy holy child, Jesus. And Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So John the Baptist's father was a priest. That's what he was, not by occupation, but by birth. And we'll take a look at some of the supporting scriptures in Leviticus and what have you. But yes, he had a job. His lot, or his duty, was to burn incense at a certain time when they went into the temple of the Lord. And there's a lot of backstory here. I've taught on the temple before, the tabernacle, what have you. I haven't spent a lot of time talking about the priests, but hopefully today we'll get an understanding. And again, this is a different perspective from what we've taught before, but it shows John as a priest, and as always, my teachings and the text glorifies Jesus Christ. But again, he was a priest, and when his time had come to go to minister before the Lord, I'm not sure exactly where he lived. It was not in Jerusalem. You can go into Leviticus and Numbers and whatever. You can find that they were given places or cities to live in, the Levites, and the priests. But it was time for him to do his work. Back home, he may have been a blacksmith or whatever. He may have grown vegetables or whatever he did back home. But it was time for him to do the Lord's work in the temple as a priest. And he and his wife were barren. We've read this. We know this. We studied this. Apparently, they prayed and said, God, we want a kid. God, we want a kid. God, we want a kid. And finally, this angel shows up and says, hey, you're going to have a kid. And by the way, call him John. And again, I said that as a priest, being a priest wasn't his job, but that he was born a priest. And we're talking about John's father, Zechariah. He was born to be a priest. He was of the right family. He had the right lineage, ancestry, whatever. He was a priest. And it says in verse 80 that after he was born and what have you, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert until the day of his showing unto Israel. And we normally think of, hey, you know, John, okay, he was born and this miraculous thing, but then one day he shows up at the River Jordan. But the text will bear out that just as Zechariah, he had a certain time that he was supposed to be ministering in the temple, and we read that. John also had a certain time that he was to serve as a priest before the Lord. But let's go to Numbers. Numbers chapter 4. We'll look at verse 1 through 5 or something like that. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron his brother, saying, take the sum or the count or the census of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi, after their families, by the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even until 50 years old, all that enter into the host to do the work in the tabernacle of the congregation. And this alludes to what we just read. They were in the temple in Zechariah's day, but before the temple was built, there was the tabernacle. A tabernacle, it's not a permanent structure. We think of it as a tent that they could erect and then take down and move somewhere else and erect it again. But it says, this shall be the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation about the most holy things. And when the camp moved forward, Aaron shall come and his sons, and they shall take down the covering veil and cover the Ark of the Testimony with it. And the description of their duties when it had to do with the tabernacle and moving it and what have you, it goes on. And we could study that, but the important thing I want to bring out is that these priests, specifically the Kohath priests, it's talking about those guys, their job was to move the tabernacle, what have you. That was their course. But we read in the beginning that Zechariah's course, or his job, was to burn incense. These guys, the sons of Kohath, they were the movers. They took care of all the things of the tabernacle, the furniture, the tent, whatever, and they moved it. And other priests, other families, had other jobs. But again, they were priests by birth. And they, in these families, were the sons of Levi. There were more sons of Levi. The Levites, they were like our deacons today. It's not exactly correct, but you've got the pastor. He's the pastor. He preaches, he does this and that. And depending on what exactly the duties are in each church, but the deacons assist in the work of the Lord. But as far as the Levites go, certain families of the tribe of Levi were chosen to be priests, and everyone else, they were not priests, but they too had their duties. But it says, and again, this is the important thing I want to bring out, that the priests, they were born into it, but their duties, their course, their time of service, when they turned 30, they started, and when they got to 50, they retired from the work of the Lord in that capacity. But we just read about the birth of John the Baptist, and it says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the desert until the day of his showing unto Israel. Just like his father, Zechariah, he did whatever he did until he was 30, and then he began to work in the temple or the tabernacle. John, as a priest, he did whatever he did, and we're not told, but whatever he did until he turned 30, well, when he turned 30, then he began his ministry as a priest unto the Lord, and God told him specifically, hey, go to the Jordan and baptize. And we've studied all of that. We've looked at Matthew chapter 3 and what have you. But let's move on a little bit. Luke chapter 3, verse 21 through 23. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized, and while he was praying, the heaven opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And we know this story. We've studied that everybody knows this event. But it says in verse 23 that Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age. And then it begins to tell his genealogy. We understand that 6 months into the pregnancy of Elizabeth with John, that she went to visit Mary, or Mary went to visit her, however it was, I forget the details. But John in the womb kicked or whatever, and was responding to Mary's voice as she walked in. Again, 6 months. John, when he started baptizing, he did so at age 30. And when Jesus was baptized and not long after started his ministry, he also was 30 years old. Now we know that John is a priest, but as we'll see, Jesus also is the great high priest. And the course or time of service of a priest starts at 30 years old. In John chapter 1, I won't read all of it, but it tells of when John was baptizing. And let's look at verse 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. Again, Jesus walks up. John, he's compelled to say, Hey, that's the Lamb of God. That was his duty. That was his course as a priest, to identify the Lamb of God. And twice here in this passage, it says that he bare record, or he testified of some aspect of the Lord. He said, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, etc. I bear record, he says, that this is the Son of God. He's the Messiah, he's the Son of God, and he's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. So let's jump to Leviticus chapter 3. And this is a long detailed passage, I guess. But it says in verse 1 of Leviticus chapter 3, "And if his oblation or offering be a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offers it of the herd, whether it be male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. He shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about." You know, Calvary, the hill where Jesus died, he was nailed to the cross. He was beaten before that crown of thorns upon his head. He had to carry his cross or whatever up a hill. Then he was nailed to it, and it was bloody. It was bloody, it was bloody, it was bloody. But John said that Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And Leviticus tells of the blood. In fact, it mentions specifically not only when they killed that lamb or whatever, did it bleed, they gathered it into a basin and then sprinkled it on the altar. But it says that it's an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. Isaiah 53, it says that it pleased the Lord to bruise him. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. If you want to go to heaven, you have to come face to face with the fact that Jesus hung and bled and died for you and for your sin. And again, Calvary was bloody. But in the next paragraph, I guess it says, "And if he offers a lamb for his offering, he shall offer it before the Lord." And just like the other peace offering, it says he would lay his hand upon it and kill it and sprinkle the blood. But it specifically mentions one of the offerings before the Lord, or to or unto the Lord in the Old Testament, was a lamb. And John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." And again, John, he ID'd the Lamb of God. He identified the Messiah. He identified the Son of God that would give his life for your sin and my sin and for the sin of the entire world. Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 and 20 and what have you, it says that it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself. By him I say, whether the things in the earth or things in heaven, and you, who were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind, enemies of God by the thoughts and the wicked works that you did, now you can be reconciled in the body of his flesh through death. Again, he died for you, so that you could go to heaven, and so that you could be holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if you continue in the faith, this wonderful faith and message that we have, that Jesus died for us. And again, it's John's job. He was born a priest. He couldn't do anything about that, but his job, when his course started at 30 years of age was to baptize at Jordan. And when Jesus, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, stepped up, he identified him, and as he was baptizing him, he laid his hands upon the Lamb that would die for you and me. Just like it says in Leviticus and Numbers would have you, John was a priest unto the Lord.
Once I stumbled in the darkness, doing only as I pleased, but I wasn't really happy, and my heart was numb.
Been listening to the Joey Kelly broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's J-O-E-Y-K-E-L-L-Y.net. and click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.